This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating consultation on patient Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, first name Eric, E-R-I-C, the date of birth, April 18, 1953, the date of evaluation, March 21, 2023, the chief complaint, uncontrolled blood pressure, the HCI. The patient is known to have history of uncontrolled hypertension, period. He is currently a 69-year-old male who had first been evaluated in the office in April of 2020, period. At that time, he presented with uncontrolled blood pressure, next number, arthritis of the knee, next number, reduced hearing of the right ear, period. He was found to have uncontrolled blood pressure and was given prescriptions for amlodipine and losartan, period. He had subsequently been followed in the office over the last several years, period. He was seen in the office on December 21, 2022, at which time he presented with left hip pain and knee pain, period. At that time, he had noted significant symptoms of pain, period. It was felt that he had osteoarthritis of the knee and hip and arthritis of the left hand, at which time he was referred to Dr. Brian Kay, period. He had refused narcotic medication and he was given prednisone in an attempt to reduce the inflammation, period. He next presented to the office on January 23, 2023, where he reported a left hand injury, period. He noted that he had seen Dr. Pritchard in approximately October of 2022 and had undergone MRI, period. He was told that his left hand pain slash swelling was arthritis, period. He had noted ongoing pain and swelling and rated the pain as 8-9/10 with use of the hand and 4-5/10 with rest, period. He further noted that his rings were cut off from his left fourth and fifth fingers in order to complete the MRI, period. The patient was felt to have repetitive motion injury and further advised to seek evaluation by his medical decision makers in the employment setting, period. He was further prescribed prednisone on a tapering dose, period. The patient returns to the office for routine follow-up today, period. He notes that he has had ongoing pain and decreased range of motion involving the left hand, period. The pain is rated 5, minus 6, slash 10. It is limited to the fingers and wrists, period. He reports that he is upset about having to have his rings cut off from his fingers, period. He is seeking the advice of a workers' comp attorney, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes 1, hypertension, next number, arthritis of the knee, next number, reduced hearing right ear, next number, asthma, next number, industrial injury, left hand. The past surgical history, he had colonoscopy approximately 10 years ago, period. This reportedly was normal, period. The current medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily. Next number, losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Next number, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Next number, tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1-TOQ-12-PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. An uncle had unknown cancer. His father's side of the family had all heart problems. Social history. Patient notes occasional alcohol use. He has history of marijuana use, period. He denies cigarette smoking. Renal system. All other systems negative, except as noted in the HPI. The musculoskeletal system significant for that he is using a cane to walk. As his knees hurt, he states that he can barely walk, period. The GL systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical exam, vital signs, blood pressure 180/90, pulse 96, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 231 pounds. In general, he is a mildly obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review, ECG dated September 2022, reveals sinus rhythm 85 beats per minute, atrial premature complex noted, evidence of old anteroceptal MI noted, period. The lab work, hemoglobin A1c 5.5, the ESR dated September 23rd, 2022, 86, urinalysis unremarkable, white blood cell count 4.3, hemoglobin 13.9, platelets 318. Total cholesterol 217, HDL 91, LDL 107, blood sugar 101. This impression, this is a 70-year-old male who is found to have uncontrolled hypertension. Next number, he has history of industrial injury to the left. And next number, he has asthma, which appears stable. The plan, Losar chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams 1 PO daily, continue all his usual medications. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.